Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. We are seven lines from the top. We're going to discuss over here the opinion of the Reb Shimon, who argues on the Rabbanan. Reb Shimon says that, again, Eishes Achav Shalei Abalamo is not applicable to a case where Reuven had died and Shimon had already performed Yibum with Reuven's former wife, and then Levi is subsequently born. That's not the issue of Eishes Achav Shalei Abalamo. So the Gemara asks, Reb Shimon to Amar, Hawil Va Matzer Beheter, since the new brother, Levi, if Levi is subsequently born, and then Shimon then dies, Levi is able to do Yibum or Chalitza with either of those two wives of Shimon. Hawil Va Matzer Beheter, since you found her this widow in permitted state, V'lom Da'ala B'Shas Be'Isser, and there's no Shas Achas Be'Isser, there was no time at any point which she was ushered to him out the fact that she was previously married to Reuben because he wasn't alive then. Elamatus on the basis achoso mi imo shinasa achiv me'achiv me'aviv ve'achak nolad ach umes. So in that case, we should say tizyabim. So what's over here? If you have a maternal sister who's married to his paternal brother before one was born, and then afterwards a brother, they have a brother which is shared in common, and that brother dies, maybe you should be able to do yibum. So what exactly is the case? So if you have Yaakov who marries Leah, and they had a child, they had Reuven, and then Reuven and then died. At the same time, Amram married Yocheved who had Miriam, and then Amram died. So Yaakov decides to marry Yocheved. Yaakov marries Yocheved, and then so Yaakov's son Reuven then marries Yocheved's daughter Miriam. Reuven and Miriam are not related to each other. So then Yocheved had a son of Yaakov, Shimon, and Shimon is going to be Reuven's brother on his father's side. They're going to be a paternal brother, the share of father, and he's also Miriam's maternal brother. So when Shimon is born, he's going to then have his sister on his mother's side. Miriam is going to be married Reuven. So then what happens if Reuven dies in that circumstance, can Shimon do Yibum? So Gemara says, maybe he should be a Hova Matzah Beheter. Now he's in a permitted state. When Shimon was born, he is now married, he knows the Shaychus of being Miriam, because Miriam was only being married to his brother. So maybe the Isser should never have been applied. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Isser Achosel Echanazel. The fact that he's still sister on his mother's side, at the end of the day, what is the difference that his mother's no longer alive? That doesn't matter. Hachanami, so here too, in the case of Shimon, Isser Esh Achav Lo Abel Amo, that's what we're asking of Shimon though. Where did the Isser of Esh Achav Shal Abel Amo, where did that Isser go to? So where does it leave? So where says, what do you mean? Hi, Isser de Leis Laetera. Hi, Isser de Is Laetera. They're fundamentally different Isser and Heters. When it comes to the Isser of Esh Ach, we know in general, when the Isser of Esh Ach is that it is dropped for the concept of Yibum. However, we never see any heter for an aishas, for just a person marrying a sister, so therefore you never drop that iser, and therefore when the original brother dies, that iser stays in place. So that would be a teretz to the question over here of why I would be able to answer that question. So basically, we've responded to Rabbi Shimon that there's fundamentally a different point that kasha. So now the Gemara says klal amar brevana. Next Mishnah. So we're up to we just discussed eishes achav shabema. The Mishnah is now going back to the basic principles of yibum chalitza. The word basic klal amar brevama. The lacha with regards to yavama kol shi iser erva. Anybody who is permitted to yavam because of an erva lo chaletzis velo beisabemes. You don't require chalitza or yibum like the classic example. Reuven and Shimon are married sisters. So then Reuven dies, so Shimon doesn't have to do Yibum or Chalitza with his wife's sister because they're sisters, and that is going to be not shaykh to Yibum Chalitza. However, if it's an Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, if it's something which is Asr by Mitzvah or Kedusha, the Commissioner is going to mention what these things are, then we do say there's a shame to do Chalitza to Lomis Abemes. You must do Chalitza and not to Yibum. The Gemara is going to analyze why this should be the case, but that's going to be the point. So now the Gemara says, also, another case, if you have achosa sheyevemta, if you have a sister who is also her yevama, so if you have two brothers who die without any children, each one of them are waiting for yibum chalitza from the third brother, so they're gonna be yevamas to each other. So the Mishnah's talk about a case where you have, let's say, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi are all brothers. Reuven and Shimon are marrying sisters Rachel and Leah. So then, that's the classic example where they're both going to be waiting for Levi. They can't do, they're going to both have a zika to Levi. They can't do Yibum or Chalitza. That's a shayla. The other one, that's the whole shayla we just discussed before. But now, in this case, it's even different though. In this case, everybody's going to do Yibum or Chalitza with the other one because Leah, again, Reuven and Shimon married Rachel and Leah. Leah also previously was divorced to Levi's son. So now she is the former, she's the kalaso. She's going to be the Isra Dereisa of the daughter-in-law at what point? Even if she gets divorced, she's still, that Isra never drops. And she's always Usher as an Isra Dereisa, as an Isra Erva, to her former father-in-law. So Leah is not shayach at all to do Yibum or Chalitza with Levi. So therefore, in this example, Achosu Shiyavimta, if they become fellow Yivamas, meaning both of them fall before Levi because Reuben and Shimon have died, then the Allah is Chaletzes Omis Yavimis, that Rachel, who, because again, Leah is not, is an Isra Erva to Levi. So then the halacha would be that Leah would be allowed to do Yibam or Chalitza with her other brother, with Levi in the example that we just gave, because in that case, over here, the chiddush is over here that when you have an Isra Erva, that does not, the Zika does not, the connection between the two does not apply. So now the Mishnah wants to define what we say. Isra Mitzvah, what's considered the terms of Isra Mitzvah? Shnios Medivrei Sofim. They're going to be Isra's that the Rabbanan added. Why we're going to call that an Isra Mitzvah? We're going to see that the Mitzvah Lishma Derecham, and the Gemara is going to mention it. Isra Kedusha, why? What is the Isra Kedusha? That includes Almana Lekoin Gadol, a widow who marries a Kohen Gadol, or Grusha Vachalutza Lekoin Hedjos, the person who's divorced, who then or Chalutza, who marries a Kohen. That is going to be an Isra Kedusha, and that also is going to be something which you have to do Chalitza for. We're going to discuss why. Or, a case of Mamzeres and Nisina Israel, Levaz Israel and Nesna Mamzer. If a Mamzeres and Nisina married a Israel, and then the brother comes before Yibum, so you do Chalitza and not Yibum, or Bas Yisrael and Nasina Mamzer, those both examples, both parallels, where she marries the brother, and in that case, also, that's without any children. So then Yibum is going to be Aser, but you must do Chalitza, similar to the cases of Mamzeres and Nesina to Yisrael. So that's going to be, both those cases would be a case where you do Yibum, or you do Chalitza, not Yibum. So the Gemara says, so what is this case? The Mishnah opened up a rule with saying, Klal Amr Bivama Kol Shu Isra Erva Lo Chalitza Salamis Abema. So which case is included in the Klal Asuyamai? Whenever the Mishnah has a Lashon of Klal, a general rule, it's coming to include something which I would not have known otherwise. So what's it coming to include? It's going to be excluded from the going to be excluded from the Yibum of an Isra Erva. So says the Gemara, Rav from our Papa, it's going to be a Tzaras Islandist. If you remember before, we had on Daf Yud Beis, Rashi quotes the opinion of Kudravasi, the opinion of Ravasi that we say that when it comes to a woman who is an islandist, if you have a tzara of an islandist of that person, of Reuven, that she's going to be patzer. She's going to be patzer from Yibum, because we don't do chalitza or Yibum. Where she says, because the ever karinan ba, the islandist, the miyata kram, asher teleid, become a letter, be isra ishaza, chilkach tzarasa is erva. So that case, according to Ravashi, is going to be excluded from this mentioning over here, because Ravashi learns from the psukim that islandist is excluded from Yibum, and therefore is considered an erva to the Yavam, and she is an usher to the brother's wife, and her tzara is also going to be Pater from Yibum Chalitza, according to Rav Asi. That's the Gemara is including. The Mishnah is included, rather. V'ikad Amri, some give another explanation. Kol she Isura Isra Erva, who the Isra Tzarasa. The Mishnah is implying that anyone who is Usher because of an Erva, the Tzara is going to be Usher to him as well. Halo Isura Isra Erva, but someone who is not Usher because of an Isra Erva, Tzarasa Lo Asira, the Tzara is not going to be Usher to the Yavam. Lamute Mai, what is this coming to exclude? Amar Rafam, Lamute Tzaras Islandist, to exclude the co-wife of an Islandist, the Lo Karavasi. This will be not like the exact opposite here. According to this version, the Mishnah is teaching us that only a woman who's an Erva Mamish, she's also the Yavam, and she came before him, she is going to be Pater from Yibam Chalitza. Only that woman in the category is going to be similar to the wife's sister, who is the main example of an Isra Erva. Since the islandess is also to the Yavam, only from the fact that she's not eligible for Yibam because she can't have any children, that's a side point. That's a Zekadazach, that's a different point of the category over here. And therefore we should say that this case would be excluded and would really should be chayev in Chalitza. So Gemara continues now. That would be Dilo Kravasi. So basically, each of the Amoraim could read their pshat back into the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah, we're going to analyze the next part of the Mishnah. Achosa she yevimta, if you have a sister, is also your vama. And we know, again, she's going to be putter from Yibum, she's allowed to do either Yibum or Chalitza. So the Gemara, Achosa teman. To who does the sister refer to? Ilei manti Isra Mitzvah. You're going to tell me that it refers to the sister of the one who's Usher in Isra Mitzvah and Isra Derbanan. So then I'll respond, Keva and Demi Deraisa Rameh Kameh, since under the Lachamid Deraisa, she comes before the Yavam, is eligible for Yibum. Paga ba'achos zukukaso. If she takes her sister, she's going to have the zukuka of her sister. How could it be permitted in the case of Yibum? The Mishnah must hold that there is Yesh Zika, and therefore the zukuka sister is normally going to be usher to the Yavam. Since it goes going to a specific case where it's going to be permitted, therefore the Gemara is arguing that this specific case can't be the one which Yavam is going to be usher in Isra Mitzah, since Midaraisa, the Midaraisa is going to be permitted to the Yavam, and it's going to be Shayachtim for Yibum. So rather, Gemara says, Elachosa to Isra Erva. Rather, the Mishnah is referring to a case of the sister who's usher because of an Isra Erva. That's what we're answering over here. So now the Mishnah continues. Mishnah says, Isser Mitzvah, the one who's Usher by Mitzvah, refers to Shnios, the ones who are Usher by Medivrei Sofrim. Amai Karle Isser Mitzvah, so why does the Tana call them Mitzvah? Because Amar by Mitzvah Lishma, Divrei Chachamim, right? The famous Lo Sassor, or Shalavicha, Vegecha, Zekanecha, Yomalach, the Psukim, which we learn that really every Mitzvah Derabanan has a smach on the level of Dereisa. So I, how are they any different? That's the whole Shaila. But Be'etzem, we really learn that from Psukim that there's always a Mitzvah to listen, Midereisa, to listen to what the Chachamim tell us to do. So Isser Kedusha, the one who's Usher because of a Kedusha, something of Kadush, lacking of Kedusha. Amana l'kohen gadol grusha l'kulachetz in hadot. Why are we calling that Isser Kedusha? Isser Kedusha d'chsev kedoshim yul aloyim. The Psukim says by the Kohanim that they have to be Kadush, Kosh Baruch Hu, and this refers to them, and therefore they are Usher to marry them. And in that context, we use the Lashon of Kedusha, then they're going to be Isser Kedusha. Aye, but the Mishnah also mentions a Mamzeres and a Sinas to Yisrael, so that doesn't mention Kedusha necessarily. So the Chora, the others explain maybe that because these women also, because the marriage of them is going to be Kedusha Yisrael. It's interesting. The Gemara doesn't mention that, but that's what we mean over here, that it's also part of the Kedushas Yisrael, even though we don't even give that answer, because again, the Hemshech of the Mishnah of Kedusha was a Mamzeres to Yisrael and an Asina. So that's very interesting. Now the Gemara, there's Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Machlif, Yisra Mitzah, Alman al Kohen Gadol, Grusha Chalutz al Kohen Gadol. He has a different Lashon, meaning he agrees with the Psak, but he says that the Lashon of Isra Mitzvah was Almana Lekohen Gadol and Grusha Chutzal Hedios. Why does he call it Maya Karlei Isra Mitzvah? Because the Chsiv Eila Mitzvah, which specifically the Psukim of Eila Mitzvah, the Sheretziv Hashem as Moshem in Israel, is a reference to the Mitzvah that are going to be Kohanim, specifically applied to the Kohanim, and therefore this is going to be something that they apply to them, and it's going to be Usher. Isra Kedusha, the term of Isra Kedusha, because of the Kedusha, Shnios Medivrei Sofrim, that's referring to secondary Arayos, who are Usher because of their bottom. Aye, why is this called Itzer Kedusha? My Kedusha is Kedusha. Kol Makayim Devar Chachamim Nikar Kadosh. Because anyone who listens to the Chachamim is called Kadosh. So therefore, if they're not listening to it, that's not going to be Kadosh. And Gemara says, what's the diuk though? I'm really a barava. V'chol Sheinu Makayim Devar Chachamim Kadosh Udo Lamikrei Rasha Namin Lamikrei. Somebody who doesn't listen to the Devar Sofim, you don't listen to Mitzvah Derabanan. So all you're called is somebody who's just not Kadosh. You're just not holy. You're not a Rasha. You're Rasha Gomer, says Rava. Rasha Gomer for not listening to the Divrei Chachamim. El Amar Rava, Kadesh Hasnu Chamad Elav. So why does it say, why is the Lashon of the Shnios, which are Medivrei Sofrim, why that's called an Isser Kedusha that you do Chalitza for? Because Kadesh Hasnu Chamad Elav. The whole reason that Chachamim make these Takanas is because Midareisa, only the Isser Arayos are going to be the ones that are your Ervas that are really close to you. The Chachamim made us more Kadesh by separating even ones that are further so we do not come to violate Isser Midareisa. And that is going to be helping us be Mekadesh ourselves. Even though they really had to, were afraid they're going to do other things. That's the whole idea of Atakana Dirabanan. Now the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah told us Almana Lekohen Gadol, Almana Tekohen Gadol. Kapasik Betanya. The Tanya tells us Loshnam and Esun, Loshnam and Erison. It doesn't matter if the Kohen Gadol, so again, the Kohen's brother dies without any children, he's the Kohen Gadol. So should he do Yibum? No, he's not allowed to do Yibum. He's only allowed to do Chalitza. So the Gemara says it doesn't matter if this brother of his had only performed Erisin or Nesun. We know Erisin is the earlier stage of marriage. During the Erisin, all you do is Areyat Mikudeshes Libetavazu, Kadesh Mitzvah, or Bia, or, right, Shtar. Those are the three ways of Isin Niknes, the famous Mishnah and Kedushin. So those are the three ways you do it. So what are they, that Midaraisa, you're fully married. If a woman is cheats on her husband, she's going to be Chayav Skila. The only difference is that after, they used to wait 12 months, and then they would do the Nisuin, the second aspect of consummating the marriage, which has the level of Daraisa points to it. There are different nafkaminas, which Misa you're going to be Chayav, and inheritance and things like that. Those apply only by the Nisuin. That's really fully bringing her in, which is only done after 12 months. So they would. There's an Isser Daraisa to have relations through, and even Rav was Mangir even for the ones who would have Mekadosh Bias. Really, you do a Kedusha, you do Harim Mekadosh Ali, wait a year, and it's an Isser Darabanan to be together. So now, so Gemara's pointing out that the Mishnah doesn't make a difference if this brother was related to the woman the brother who was formerly married through Erisin or Nesuin. Now the Gemara points out, Bishlam, I mean, and as soon I understand, if she comes in a state of Yibum, that if she already had formerly been married to the brother in a state of Nisuin, because you have an essay, velosa essay, vene sedoche losa essay vese, you have more mitzvahs over here, because you have, Rashi points out, you have ika lav da'amana lo yikach, there's an isser d'oraisa of amana yikach, and now, there's also, if it was Nisuin, that's the whole point, we assume that they had relations already, she's gonna be a ba'ula. The assumption is the moment you have Nisuin, you're assuming that the woman is now Cheskas Be'ula now. And we see the Pasuk says, Isha B'Suleya Yekach, that he should only marry a woman who is a nun, not previously had any relations before. She's a Basula. And he's not marrying a Basula, so that's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. So you have a Los Asay and an Asay. We have a concept in Asay, Doche Los Asay. A Mitzvah D'Oraisa cannot negate, can override a Los Asay, Shane Bokaris, for sure. But it hasn't additional mitzvah over here. The additional mitzvah should be a problem. So the Gemara says now, Ela mina erisin, but if you say, with regards to a case where if the Kohen Gadol is in a state of erisin, then you're all going to have is los haseh greida. All you have is all in one iser lav. Yavo ese v'yedcha los haseh. Then that we should have that one mitzvah should be, the mitzvah to the yibum should override the lav of the lav that says, the lav that says, Nachamol, the lav that the deraisa, Manalikach, which is looking for the Lashon and Rashi, Manalikach, the Isser Dereisa, to do that. So again, why doesn't Mitzvah Esse Dochel Elos Asse? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Gidol Marav, Amar Krav, Ve'also Yivimto Hashi'aro. Rav Gidol says, we have a pasuk that's not. Because the Yavama should come to the Ashara to do Chalitza. So Gemara says, She'ain't Amar Lamar Yivimto. What is it? Why do you have to say Yivimto? I know, who's coming to the Shara? The woman who was just previously talked about in the previous Pesukim, that she should come. It should say, she, why does it say Yavimto? I know, the woman who we just discussed in the previous pasuk. So Gemara says, why does Yavimto, Madam Yavimto? There are certain cases where a person is going to be subject to chalitza, not to yibum. Those are the ones who are chayav alav. And even though really you could have said esed ochalos, I'll say from the gzera of this pasuk, from the fact that it says yivimto and the extra lashon yivimto teaches you that really we say that she should not be performing, she should not be performing yibum and only chalitza. So now Gemara says ve'ima chayav krisus, but maybe you should say that women are chayav krisus also, they are going to require chalitza. Even though they're puzzled to do yibum, they should do require chalitzas. And Gemara says, "Amar Krona," because as v'im lo yichpot saish lakachas, the man doesn't wish to take his avama. So the Gemara says that implies hachavitz miyabim, that if he wishes to, he can do yibum and kol yibum ola lechalitza, which is the rule that we know that anyone who's subject to yibum is going to be subject to chalitza. Kol she'ain ola yibum in ola lechalitza, but someone who's not shayach, someone who's not relevant to do yibum, i.e., there's an iser involved, the iser karis, then she's not going to be subject to chalitza. So which the Gemara immediately asks, "What do you mean?" So what you just said that this is a reason why we should say that this pasuk is talking about a chayav elavin. Chayav elavin, the Gemara points out, chayav elavin nami, that women are already excluded from this iser also, should are excluded from chalitza as well. What's all drusha? You can't decide to marry a chayav elavin, it's an iser deraisa. So the Gemara says no, because ha Rabbi Rachman Yevimto, the pasuk has included the lashon of Yevama to teach you this, and we explained this implies that there is a certain case of Yevama who is excluded from Yibum, but shayach to chalitza. So the Gemara, so again we have this conflicting psukim, but one of them is coming to exclude somebody from doing Yibum, but make them shayach to chalitza. To which the Gemara asks Umara Isa, so why are you using that lashon to interpret that this point over here? Meaning we have this pasuk doesn't have an indication which woman is excluded and which one should be included. So why are you assuming that the one under the Isser Karis is going to be excluded even from Chalitza and tell us that the one who is going to be an Isser Lav is Shayach to do Chalitza? Why don't you tell me the other way around, that if the Karis would the Isser Karis would tell you that she's going to be Shayach to Chalitza and the one is an Isser Lav would also be subject to Chayav Chalitza, as opposed to assuming that the Isser Lav is not subject to Yibum? So, and there's more of a leniency. Maybe I would assume that this is the other way to learn these two halachas over here, this drashas. So turning on to Chafam Rebeis, the Gemara says, Mistabra, so we said, Mistabra Chayav Elavin Tafsi Bekidushin, and Chayav Krisus Lav Tafsi Bekidushin. As Rashi points out, really it's actually Rashi from Chafam Rebeis. Let's turn back for a second. Rashi says over there, when it says that Hilka Karina Be Lakachas, it says Lakachas, a lotion of Lakuchin, of taking a marriage. So we know that at least B'dievet, it should be Shayach to have a marriage. However, Chayav Krisus, Rashi says, the concept of Lo Tafsi Bekidushin, for instance, a Ram Mekudeshously to a sister, somebody who's an Isser Karis, that is not going to be considered a marriage on a level of Dereisa, and therefore it's not even considered something which is subject to Lachas of being married. So therefore I would assume that she's in Gantz and Pater from Yibam and Chalitza, and assume that the Chayav Elavin would be Shayach at least to the Lacha of Chalitza. So now the Gemara says, is it really true? The Gemara says, Mesi Rava Rava Zakasha and Rav's explanation based on the Braisa though. Isser Mitzvah Isser Kedusha. When we say a Yavama was Aser by Isser Mitzvah Derabanan, or because of Isser Kedusha, because it's an Isser Deraisa, Balea Ochalatla. If the Yavam had relations with her, did Chalitza with her, Niftara Tsarasa, then her Tsara is also going to be Pater from doing Yibam Chalitza. So the Gemara says, Isa Kadaita Chayav Lavin. So then, Midereisa Lechatzirama, if you're going to tell me though, that on the level of Deraisa, Chayav Lavin, is subject to halachas of chalitza and yibum l'rami, and not subject at all to the mitzvah of yibum. Kibal alaya amay niftarat zarasa. So that when a person violates the halacha and has as a yibum with one of them, so why is the tzara going to be going to pater him from doing yibum or chalitza with the other sister or the other wife of this person? So the Gemara points out that humos, that's a good kasha from Rava. Rava answers humos yilahum farakla. Rava asks the kasha, he himself gives the answer. He says litzad in katani. The Braisa teaching us of its ruling regards to separate cases, meaning that means ba alaya is for mitzvah when it says says that if you the Yavam had relations with her, that refers to an Itzer Mitzvah, meaning only ones who made Rabbanan. Because on the level of the Reisa, it's Shayach to say that there is Yibum. So if you did Yibum, it's only Usher Midr Rabbanan to marry this lady. So then if he actually Taka does Yibum, then for sure on the level of the Reisa is going to Pater for Chalitza, then we'll Pater for Chalitza. Chalatz La Iser Kedusha, where the case where he did Chalitza refers to the case where that is an Iser de Reisa, where the Yavama is going to be doing Chalitza, that is going to be the Lacha that in Echanami is going to Pater everybody else. That's the regular case. That all the Tzara, you don't need a Chalitza with each and every one of the co-wives. You only have to do it with one of them. And that's this case over here. And the Brisa is telling us that if he does Chalitza, he's going to release the Tzara. However, if he has relations with her, he would not release her in the case where it is an Iser de Reisa in Echanami. That's what we're saying right now. So the Gemara says, Mesi Rav, another Kasha of Rav explanation. So the Gemara says, the two Isser Dereises, a man is not allowed to marry a person who has a crushed organ, not able to have children. Or Sris, Adam, Sris is also someone who's who's sterile. So all these examples are people that the Pesukim explicitly, Lo Yavo Ptsudaka Chrus Shofcha Bekal Hashem. And Sris also is an Asr to come Bekal Hashem. Ve'azakin, or somebody who's not able to have a child, who's past the age is able to have a child. So then, he's allowed to marry, but he's not allowed to do Yibum. So, Miyabim. If the Obama comes to them, they can do Chalitza or Yibum. They could do Chalitza or Yibum. It does not mean that they're allowed to do Yibum. Rather, it means that if they did Yibum, then it's going to be Chal. Obviously, there's an Isser D'Oraisa to marry them. So we don't want to have more Mamzerim. So that would be, we want them to Yibum. But if they did it, it would be Chal. So Ketzes Zagmar says, Meisu Velem Achim. If they had brothers, Velem Nashim. Or these people had wives. Amdu Achim Vasa Maimar Ben Shosen. Or if they done a Maimar Ben Asa Get, and they give a Get, the Chalitza. And they did Chalitza. Ma'asa, so whatever they've done is done. V'imbalu kana, this is the point where Rav was asking. If they had Bia, they acquired them through the act of Yibum. Meisu achim, if the brothers of the one, the Sris died, the widow comes before them for Yibum. V'amdu v'imasu ma'amar v'shimim to get a chalat v'shimim la'acha ma'asa asa. V'imbalu kana, again, if they had relations with them, you're not supposed to marry them, then you still do it. V'asu l'kaimim, it's asur to stay married to them. Mishum shenemar lo yavop tzodaka, because there's an Isser D'Oraisa to then continue to be with them. Now the Gemara points out, V'isa gadaita chayavid lavin midaraisa l'chadzirem libin l'aramya. Imbalu amai kanu, this is a very good kash over here. How in the world, if Rav would say that these two cases are an Isser D'Oraisa to marry the brothers to marry these people, so then how can you tell me in Balu Kana that they should have if they had Bia Bidyavid that it's going to be Chal? We should assume that it's not Chal at all, even on the level of Daraisa, because it's only Shayach to do Chalitza. So then it's not going to be Shayach at all. So then how would Rav answer this? So we answer we've Bechora rejected Rav, and therefore Rav is going to give a different explanation why our Mishnah excluded the case of a Almana from doing Yibam with the Kohen Gadol. So it's Gemara Alma Rava Almana mina Erisinami Ase Velos Ase. Now really marrying an Almana to do Yibam would be a violation of another Isser Ase. What's the Isser Ase? The pasuk says you should be kadosh to Hashem, which is telling us that kedusha the kohanim should be kadosh by not violating any of the lavin that Hashem specified for them. And the lavin, that we're discussing over here, is the lavin of marrying a almana for this kohen gadol would be a part of this mitzvah, which therefore you have an essay in the los assay. So therefore, the mitzvah of yibum does not doche an essay the los assay, noting that there was a mitzvah deraisa, as the Gemara just points out, Mamzer Nesina Ma'ikla Mimar, the case of Mamzer and Nesina, since there's only an Isser, so why don't we say Ese Docha Los Ese? The Pasuk says, V'his Kaddish Dem, you should be Kaddish, and this, the Kedusha over here is a reference to not marrying somebody that's Usser, and therefore we have an Ese and a Los Ese to marry them, and therefore there would be a problem of Ein Ese Docha Los Ese V'ese. The Gemara says, Ihachi Kol HaTorah Kula Nami Ese V'Los Ese Hi. So if that's the case, every mitzvah in the Torah is always going to be allowed. V'his Kaddish Dem. So according to reason of Kaddish Shem, it's just you should be kadosh by not violating any halachas. So every los asay is also a mitzvah asay attached with it. How then is it ever possible to say asay doch los asay? Because every los asay really has another asay involved with it by not doing it. So Rava then says, you're right, that he's kadosh kadosh Shem can't be specifically referenced to this every mitzvah. So Rava therefore has to give a different explanation why the Kohen Gadol is possible me'erusin from doing yibum. Why is also from yibum? Elamar Rava gzira almana mina erusin atu almana mina nesuin. We may make Zero from the God of Ayers, I mean, you might come to do it in a soon. Really, in a Chanami, according to Rava, it really would be fine on a level of Daraisa. So Gemara says, Mamzeres and Nesina Ma'ikal Amin. Remember, in a case of Mamzeres and Nesina, why do we assume the Mishnah said that it's usher for them to do Yibum? Because Gzera b'makom mitzvah, you can only have, only mitzvah is the first Bia. The Bia Shnia is going to be usher. So therefore, only in a Chanami, the first Bia would be okay, but every Bia, subsequent Bia would be usher. We're afraid you'll come to do multiple, and that would be the problem over here. Elam Me'ata, Eishas Achiv Me'aviv Losis Yabim. So one's wife The wife of a brother from the father's side, Gzera Mishum Eshes Achim Meimo. Why didn't make a Gzera? Because of the wife's maternal brother who's not shy to do Yibum, so Mishum never have the mitzvah of Yibum. So the Gemara says, Yibum Benachalot Talarachmana. Everyone knows that Yibum is based on the lacha of inheritance, and Midiyada, everybody knows that Yibum is done with the wife of a maternal brother. Nobody's going to make this mistake. Meaning nobody that everyone knows that it's not done with, Yibum is not done with the maternal brother, right? So Isha She'ela Banim Lotis Yabim, and a woman who has no children, also should not do Yibum. Gzera Mishum Eshes Isha She'ela. Because of the possibility, maybe your brother had children, you think that the halacha of Yibum is going to apply there also. So it says Gemara, Bebanim, Tala Rachmana. No, that the halacha is taloi on the lack of children. Maybe the other, everyone knows if you don't have children. It says, Yivne Beis Achiv. If the Achiv is already built, everybody knows that you shouldn't do Yibum. So there's no Gzira. Esha Achiv, so we're going to keep asking all these different shalas now. Esha Achiv Shehaya Be'olam Alos Yabim. The example of a brother who, Esha Achiv Shehaya Be'olam Alos Yabim, Esha Achiv Shehaya Be'olam Alos Yabim. If you have the classic example, Reuven and Shimon's alive, you should be a Gzira. When Levi is was not alive, maybe Levi will come to the Yibum. So Gemara says, because no, here also there's no Gzira, because Mishiva Talachmana. The Pasuk says specifically, Ki Yeshu Anashim Yachtav, that what they have, then they don't have it. So the Anashim are made the other. Everybody knows that only when they're Bebechayim, when they're in life together, that's going to be the halacha when the Yibum applies. When they're not living together, then that's Esher Dazuk Shalei Paloma. Everyone agrees that there's some sort of Isser that involved, even Rabbi Shimon. So Shalei is just when it is, that would be clear to everybody. So that's Gemara. Kol Anashim Losus Yachtav. Nobody should have any Yibum Gzira Mishim Islandist, but maybe you're going to be marrying an Islandist, which is going to be Mekach Taos, and therefore you're going to be Boel Eshes Achiv, which is an Isidar Aisa. The Gemara says, Lo Shchicha, an Islandist isn't common enough to make a Gzira. So the Gemara asks, Mamzeres and Nesina Nami Lo Shchicha, the case of Mamzeres and Nesina is also uncommon, so how can you tell me that we have a Takana there that you shouldn't do Yibum because of the concern you might marry outside of the case of the Yibum setting? So why is that Lechora, what's going on over here? So says the Gemara, Elam Arava, Gzira Biri Shona, Atubia Shia. That's really afraid of the first action of having Yibum, we're going to have the out of the second, meaning Anachanami, the first Bia is going to be okay, but the second Bia is not going to be okay. That was really at the very similar to the answer I gave before already. That Rava's answer, Rashi says, Chayav Elavin, Nami Yibum Ramya. They're Gashayat to Yibum. Hilkach in Balu Kano, the Kashach Vamana, Arusha Shnafala Koin, Gadot Ziabim, Viava Sevit Chalosase. Amana Menairus and Nami, we're going to say that's also, it's going to be this case of Birishana to Birishana. Tanami Hachi, we have a Bryce that says, In Balu Kano, in all these cases, if they have Bia, Anachanami, they acquire them as their wives, but Virishona, Vasa the Kaiman, with their first Bia, Bivishnia, and Tasaka to them, to then subsequently have a second Bia with them. So then the Gemara says, Adama Rava then retracts his answer, Vitim Ravashi, some say it was Ravashi who said it, La Milsi Damre, not what I said is not correct, that Yavama is going to be Esidil. Whenever you have a mitzvah sase and a lo sase in conflict with each other, if you're able to do both of them, you should. So if there's a way to fulfill the mitzvah, the rice without doing the lav, you should. If not, then you should do the mitzvah and toche the lo sase. So the Gemara points out, Hachanami, so too over here, when a woman who's Aser comes to Yavim, Efshar Bechalitza, there's a way to do Mitzvah Dereis of Chalitza, to Mekayim Esei Velos Asei, where you have Mekayim the Mitzvah Dereis of doing the Esei of Chalitza, which is Shaykh to the Parsh of Yavim and Chalitza, they're both part of the Mitzvah, so doing Yichalitza is a Mitzvah Dereis, and you don't violate the love of either marrying a Nesina or marrying a Mamzeres, and therefore, you should not be allowed to do the Yibum in that case. So the Gemara says, Meisei Vekasha on this answer, though, V'im Balukano, if they have Bia, then they have required them. Since they have Bia, we consider there's a valid Yibum on a level of Deoresa. So the Gemara says to you, that this actually would be a Kasha on Rava's retraction, we see that under Deoresa, the Mitzvah of Deoresa does override it, meaning he's assuming that the whole concept of Esed of the Chalosase Rava is assuming does not apply in this case, but we're talking pointing out it really does. So now the Gemara continues, Itmar, Bias Koin Gadol Be'almana, Koin Gadol has Bia with an Almana, so Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, Chadamar, Eno Patar Tzerasa. If that case, he's not gonna, the co-wife is not gonna be, it's not gonna be Patar in that case. If the Kohen Gadol's brother had two wives, and the Kohen Gadol Yibum with one of them, the Tzara is not gonna be Patar. She still requires Chalitza. So the Chadamar, Patar Tzerasa, whereas the other one, Mandamar, says that even though the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to do this, if he does it, B'dievet, that's going to be Chal as a Kiyum, as doing the Yibum. So the Gemara says, B'almana min anasuin, Kliyam lo pligi, delo Patar. Everyone agrees that when it comes to Almanam and Nesuin, that the co-wife, the other tzara, is going to have to do Yibum. Or Chalitza, rather. Sorry, not allowed to do Yibum. Rather, the Esedo Chalosase Vese, because it's an Esedo Chalosase. Kipligib Almanam and Erison, everyone's only shy of him, that everyone agrees the concept of Esedo Chalosase doesn't apply here, Bechlal's Nishayach, and if it's not Shayach at all, it was no shame to the Bia of the Yibum, and therefore it's not Chal. So therefore, you have to do a Chalitza with the other lady as well. Kipligib Almanam and Erison, everybody agrees that you'd have to, the Shayla is, the Machlokas is when it comes to Almanam and Erison. Manda, remember Taras, Esed V'Delchalos Haseh. Umadam Ra'ina Poteres, so he's going to have the example we just had before. That's a classic example of Esed V'Delchalos Haseh. Umadam Ra'ina Poteres, Lo Haseh V'Delchalos Haseh, came on to Efshar B'Chalitza, since you could do it through Chalitza, and therefore Reish Lakish understand that you have the mitzvah where there is no alternative, and therefore the act of Yibam is not going to be Shayach, even on a level of Midoraisa. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with, we'll pick up with Mesa, because we're really going to be a Tiyufta, and then Nachum Leibet Tiyufta, and an answer for the Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with that Mesiveh in tomorrow's daf.